Long-term trends of light pollution assessed from SQM measurements in an empirical atmospheric model by Johannes Pushnig et al. We present long-term 4 to 10 years trends of light pollution observed at 26 locations covering rural, intermediate and urban sites, including the three major European metropolitan areas of Stockholm, Berlin and Vienna. Our analysis is based on night sky brightness, NSB, measurements obtained with sky quality meters, SQMs, and a rich set of atmospheric data products provided by the European Center for Medium-Range Weather Forecasts. We describe the SQM data reduction routine in which we filter for moon and clear sky data and correct for the SQM, aging, effect using an updated version of the Twilight Method of Pushnig et al., 2021. Our clear sky, aging corrected data reveals short and long-term seasonal variations due to atmospheric changes. To assess long-term anthropogenic NSB trends, we establish an empirical atmospheric model via multivariate penalized linear regression. Our modeling approach allows to quantitatively investigate the importance of different atmospheric parameters, revealing that surface albedo and vegetation have by far the largest impact on zenithal NSB. Additionally, the NSB is sensitive to black carbon and organic matter aerosols at urban and rural sites respectively. Snow depth was found to be important for some sites, while the total column of ozone leaves impact on some rural places. The average increase in light pollution at our 11 rural sites is 1.7% per year. At our 9 urban sites we measure an increase of 1.8% per year, and for the remaining 6 intermediate sites we find an average increase of 3.7% per year. These numbers correspond to doubling times of 41, 39 and 19 years. We estimate that our method is capable of detecting trend slopes shallower, steeper than 1.5% per year. This was Long-Term Trends of Light Pollution Assessed from SQM Measurements in an Empirical Atmospheric Model by Johannes Pushnig et al.